This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa. We are continuing our third quarter podcast on exempt organizations and focusing today on charitable organizations. I have Stephanie Medock here again with me today.
Hello everybody.
Steph, last podcast I learned tons on religious organizations. Are the exemptions about the same for charitable organizations?
Well, some are the same, but there are a few differences, and we'll talk about those.
Great. All right, Steph, I know you talked about this in the first podcast when we were laying it down the foundation, but can you tell me again, what is a qualified nonprofit charity?
For a nonprofit charitable organization to be exempt for exemption from tax, it must devote all or substantially all of its activities to alleviating poverty, disease, pain, or suffering by providing food, shelter, clothing, medical treatment, or counseling directly to individuals for little or no fee.
All right, so alleviating poverty, disease, pain, and suffering. What are some examples of things like that?
Sure, that's easy. So a nonprofit soup kitchen, you know, that gives food to the needy, that could qualify, or a homeless shelter, that could qualify as well.
All right, well, now it makes sense. How does a nonprofit charity apply for exemption?
We have an application, and it's our form AP-205, Texas Application for Exemption, Charitable Organizations.
All right, Steph. Now, if an organization meets within that definition that you just described a minute ago and is approved for exemption, what tax types is the organization exempt from?
Well, depending on how it's formed, the organization could qualify for exemption from franchise tax, sales and use tax, and the state portion of the hotel occupancy tax. But again, even if we exempt an organization, remember they must collect sales tax on most of their sales of taxable items.
Yes, I remember you talking about that last time. Now, you said sales and use tax, franchise tax, and hotel occupancy. Now, is there a separate application for each of these tax types?
Just one application does it all.
Great. The AP-205, right?
That's correct.
What kind of documentation does an organization need to include with their application, Steph?
Well, for sure, the organization needs to submit a copy of their governing documents because the first step is to make sure it is a nonprofit organization. And then depending on if it's like a homeless shelter or a soup kitchen, they will just provide information that shows what they're doing. And the application will help you with that.
All right, Steph, let's get to my favorite part now. Once a charitable organization is approved for exemption, what can the organization buy tax-free?
The exemption from sales tax for a charitable organization is only for items that the organization purchases that furthers its exempt purpose. So like a homeless shelter, maybe it would buy a mattress or bedding, things like that that help them fulfill that exempt purpose. Now, to claim the exemption, the organization needs to provide our form 01-339, an exemption certificate. They fill that out, give that to the seller when they buy qualifying items, and the seller keeps that in his files. Now, don't forget that the form 01-339, it's a two-sided form. The front side is the resale certificate. The back side of the form is the exemption certificate. So it's the back side that the organization is going to be really interested in.
Yes, Steph, I remember from last podcast when you went over the form 01-339, it's the back side. Got it. Are there any exemptions from collecting?
There sure are, Melissa. A qualified charitable organization, of course, must generally collect sales tax like any other business when making sales of taxable items or services. But yes, there are some examples or exceptions. So, for example, a charitable organization can have 2 one-day tax-free sales or auctions each calendar year. Now, during these 2 tax-free days, they don't have to collect tax from their customers.
All right, that's really good to know.
And you know, as good to know as that is, there's another exemption that's available to nonprofit organizations. They can have amusement services and not collect sales tax. I know, what's an amusement service? Well, generally it could be a concert, it could be a play. So if these organizations, these charitable organizations, if they are the provider of an amusement service, then they don't have to collect sales tax on the ticket sales. For example, if a charitable organization has a music concert, maybe it's some of their members play lots of instruments and they want to have a concert, then they don't have to collect sales tax on those ticket sales.
You know, you're right, Steph. Remember last week we actually had a choir performing there at the Capitol? Is that a good example of one?
Well, if they were selling tickets to the event and it was a charitable organization, you bet they wouldn't have to collect sales tax on those ticket sales.
I don't think I paid sales tax on my tickets, so they must have been.
It sounds reasonable, yes.
All right, so we've already covered 2 1-day tax-free sale days, amusement services. Are there any others that you're holding out on me?
There is one that's available to all nonprofit volunteer organizations. And volunteer nonprofit organizations can have 1 annual food sale or banquet each year. And so as long as the food is prepared, served, and sold by the members of the organization, and it's not in direct competition with a retailer that has to collect sales tax on that food, they don't have to collect sales tax.
Now we have 2 1-day tax-free sale days, amusement services, and of course, 1 annual food sale that they can have tax-free. That's amazing. What about hotel occupancy tax? I didn't hear anything about this one.
Sure. Hotel tax is different, of course, than sales tax. The hotel tax rate is 6%. Now, if we do exempt a charitable organization from hotel tax, that's what they're exempted from, is only the state portion of the hotel tax. And they do have to do something a little different. They have a different exemption certificate that they have to give to the hotel.
All right. Now, when you say different exemption certificate, what do you mean?
Well, instead of the sales tax exemption certificate we talked about a minute ago, there's a different form to claim hotel occupancy tax exemption. This form is our form 12-302, Texas Hotel Occupancy Tax Exemption Certificate. Now, another thing that everybody needs to know is when you stay at the hotel or the charitable organization does, and they give the exemption certificate, there's another part to this. They have to give the hotel either a copy of the organization's exemption letter or an updated verification letter from the controller's office that shows that this entity qualifies for hotel tax exemption. And that's different. When an organization claims the sales tax exemption, they just give the exemption certificate. Hotel tax is different. It has to be the certificate and a copy of the letter from the controller's office.
Okay, I understand. Now, Steph, you know me. I misplace things all the time. So what happens if an organization's like me and they lose their verification letter? Do I need a call or how can I get another one?
Hey, we at the controller's office know that things happen, especially with nonprofit volunteer organizations. So if we've exempted an organization from tax, we have a database and anybody can look up whether they're exempt or if they're not. So they need to go to our website, controller.texas.gov, look for the tax exempt entity search, and just see if you can find your organization on there. And if you do, then you can print a letter of verification, and it will say the taxes the organization is exempt from and the effective date of those exemptions.
That's great, Steph. Thank you so much for going through all this information regarding charitable organizations. Where can someone get more information on all these processes and exemptions that you went over today?
The best resource is our publication 96-122, Exempt Organizations, Sales and Purchases. It has a lot of helpful information for nonprofit organizations, including the charitable organizations we talked about today.
Great. Thanks, Steph. And of course, thank you to our listeners. For more information and the information Steph just covered, make sure to go to our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Next week, we'll be reviewing educational organizations, so don't miss out. Y'all have a great day.